Blog Talk Radio.
My brother and my sister don't see me, but I blame them.
More of a visionary, I envisioned this American dream. That wasn't even my dream, I was misled to believe. Let me finish college, get this degree. That paper with no value, things they could have taught us for free. Instead they took a piece of paper, added the color green, added a few numbers, multiplying and printing machines. That makes me wonder, why is there so many homeless on the street? Where is their poverty? Why are so many lives made of mockery? All over this one thing they call money. That thing that separates the upper class from people like me. We get caught up in the hype, and we want what we see on TV. Led to believe that we're meaningless without these things. Cloud of judgment, gun cocked and loaded, aimed at each other. The police killing us, plus we killing each other. Life is no longer priceless, no precious. Wishing for a better life is like creating a death wish to my kings in this world. We got kids to raise. You need to be the type of man you want your daughter to date. Be careful what you display. We get murdered by our egos and pride. System designed for us to fail, that doesn't mean we stop trying. You see, God is the man. At the end of it all, that's not the part of his plan. So please don't die while you're still alive. It's time to live. We want equality, the equality we must give, including to those who love the same sex. Including your own brother that make a lot less money than you can. It really does start with us, whether you believe it or not. Let's face it, man, we all we got. We sit too quietly when someone getting shot on our block. Then we riot when we get shot by a cop. Let's be more consistent. Since we noticed the plan, let's not the system. The hate will never win when more love is given. Good morning, America.
Yo, what's up here? This Threats. That's right. This Threats pimp. And I'm serious about mine. I'm so sincere.
What up, haters and lovers? You've reached the Hater to Love It show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Sanchez. And today, we are going to be talking to Genius of Color Magazine. So we're not going to go ahead and waste any more time. I'm going to go ahead and bring my co-host Brittany in so we can go ahead and get the show started. All right?
It's Brittany, bitch. I see you.
All right. And Brittany didn't change her number on me, so I got to make sure I got the right number that I'm about to bring in. So give me 1 second. Okay. Hold on. See, I can't mess with you. I can't be messing with you. I'm going to need you to keep one number.
What you talking about? It's the same number. It's the same number. I know you forgot.
Brittany, you ain't been on the show since you got a new number, child. I can't. Anyway, we here. Because what we're not going to do is get
like
confused.
We're
going to be bringing people in that ain't supposed to be in. So, but how are you?
Child, today's been a day, but you know, it's good. Glad to be here. Let's do this. I'm a little rested, but it's all good, though.
We're going to get it together. Y'all got to pardon me because I'm watching the Grammys and doing the show at the same time. So,
okay, I got it on mute.
Yeah, because they didn't just put Ricky Martin out. What's this child name? Because I like her, but I ain't going to tell nobody. I ain't want to say that out loud. What's her name? This lady with this yellow dress on. I can't remember her name.
I can't remember either.
She used to be in, what's her name? That one group. Fifth Harmony. I can't remember her name, but I like her.
What group was it?
She was in Fifth Harmony.
Fifth Harmony. I don't know their names by heart. I'm sorry. But it's okay.
I can't remember her name right now, but we like her. She's good with me.
Oh, okay.
So, Today we're going to be talking to Genius of Color Magazine. We definitely need to go ahead, and I meant to send you the screenshot. I forgot to send it to you.
Okay.
But shout out to our international listeners from the UK, Japan, Mexico, Italy, the Netherlands, Ireland. I'm trying to remember everywhere that I saw. But shout out to all the international listeners. I wish that y'all could catch us live because I would love to talk to y'all. So definitely, if you can, try to catch us live in 2 weeks or any other Sunday that we are here so we can go ahead and definitely show love to y'all. If you're listening from blogtalkradio.com, hello, how are you? If you would like to talk to our guests or say anything to us, definitely give us a call at 949-209-2965. Only press 1 if you want to talk. If not, just feel free to listen. And if you're listening on the line, I see you. Stick with us. We're going to be here for an hour, well, 53 minutes, so we can get into these Grammys. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring in Genius so we can go ahead and get the show started and go ahead and give her the floor. It's all about her today. So one moment. All right, you there?
Hello, how are you guys?
Hello.
Well, hello,
how are you?
Hello.
I am great today. How are you guys?
I cannot complain.
We are great.
I'm good. Okay.
That's good.
That's great. So for those people listening who may not know you or Color Magazine, if you want to just go ahead and introduce yourself, tell everybody who you are, what you do, what is Color Magazine, all of that good stuff.
Okay, so my name is Nikema Shannon. I am the editor and CEO of New York's first POC, Person of Color Humanitarian-based digital magazine. I know that's a lot, but it pretty much means it's the first Black digital gay magazine that focuses on humanitarian projects as well as the artistry behind an artist that we bring in to our publication. Our journalism travels. We have connections in Asia, the Virgin Islands, UK, and some other places we're expanding this year as well. We focus on building a bridge, usually between an artist or even someone who is starting their craft and walking them through the process if they also want to pursue mainstream industry. We start a mentoring program next year. So we're not just a digital magazine. We're also branching off into TV media and mentorship in the next year or so. I'm 31 years old. I'm a military veteran. I did 8 years of honorable service in the United States Army. I toured the globe for 2 years as a director's assistant for The Same Difference. And once I started working out on the road with other people, I saw that we lacked place for us. So with all my talents between music and journalism and production over my years, I decided to find something that could kind of display all of those talents at the same time, as well as help my community and not just post them up like, hey, you know, look at these oppressed people. We want people to know that, hey, we are talented, we're great, we're awesome, we're going places, and we do have outlets in order to be successful as well. So that's who I am, and that's what I do, and I am happy to be speaking to you guys and everyone who's listening. We do exist. We have a website. It's Color Magazine, IG, Facebook, anything you can imagine, we're on, and we're in our second year as of now.
Well, all right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, as you should. Okay.
Definitely. So, let's go into some of the other things that you're working on, that you just mentioned that will be starting next year. What were those things, and how are they going to impact, or improve, or assist in the community?
So in 2020, probably closer to 2021, we are working on building a mentorship for urban LGBT or LGBT of color that want to pursue mainstream industry in the arts of any type, dancing, music, rap, hip-hop, music composition, any of those kind of fields where we need to break through these industries, we are starting a mentorship program where we can improve other skills that the artists may, I don't want to say lack, but things that they don't quite have. Like, you can be very talented and not know how to write a resume, or we do your 30-second elevator pitch. We help you with your mentoring, like, you know, things that are going on at home, how to separate your personal from your business, finance, things that are very important as you go through this process, that you have a balance, because, you know, you can spin out of control quickly if you don't know what you're doing. People often have this thing about getting a deal and they want to, you know, be famous so bad that they don't read contracts, or they don't know how much percentage is coming out of their check, or who these people are on their contract. And we're trying to give the skills as well as the talent for them to handle themselves as they go through this transition. Yeah. Very important.
Definitely. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. We just had a whole conversation about how we invite people to come to be interviewed on the show, and so many people aren't prepared with just the basics, like a press kit or a bio that's ready, or knowing how to do promotions, or not being prepared for interviews and expecting us to prepare them. So those things are very, 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 very important in artist development.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So that's what
definitely
we're trying to work on.
Definitely. I'm glad that somebody's taking that on. I'm so glad. Definitely. Because I think that we have a lot of, it's not even shade. It's no shade. We have a lot of talent in our community, but like you said, the desperation for acceptance, the desperation for just being able to get their talents out there and being heard, a lot of times they just sign stuff or they just don't know what's going on at all. So outside of having a manager, those things are very important. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think it's very important. Yep. Very, very important. You know, we can all learn the hard way. But like you said, it's a big step. A lot of people are not willing to do it, or it takes a lot. You have to have a team. So this is the thing, you have to bring in people with the expertise to teach and do compositional effort, you know, DIYs, how to write a resume, how to do your pitch, you know, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, you know, you have to have those laid out. So, you know, some people are proud to ask for help, but if there's an institution built in order to build that development, then I'm sure it will be a better, it'll be a better person built at the end of the day. I feel as though that's what happens.
Definitely. So the moral of the story is don't sign anything until you understand.
Right, exactly. Exactly. If you're not sure, take it to your lawyer. Right,
definitely.
Exactly. Take
and have a lawyer, please. Please invest fully. Please invest fully in your artistry. Please get an attorney on your team. Definitely.
Or
so or even if we have to get together and put together like a artist checklist of all the things that they should have, we can do that.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Because we need some folks
lawyer
to definitely be taken care of, because it's even if you're not familiar, you can watch documentaries and shows. Just the TLC story alone can give you a lot of knowledge on things. So for real.
Okay.
Definitely. So speaking of that, is there like a specific type of, you know, type of person that the magazine caters to, or a specific type of person?
We specifically work with artists that are urban or POC. So, you know, LGBT artists of color are our main thing, but we don't reject people who are not of color, if that makes sense. We do have allies. We do have partners that are not necessarily LGBT or urban, but they do have, you know, outlets where they kind of can take over some of the stuff we don't necessarily have. So we have partnerships. We have other people that do other things and not necessarily LGBT. But we are, like, our main thing is definitely urban POC. Humanitarian is also one of the main brackets. So as an artist, if you are carrying a humanitarian journey as well, that's also, like, top. top of the line publications that we accept off the bat. We also take other things in too, but those are our main journalism, you know, expectancies.
Definitely, definitely. So as far as your vision, what is your vision for everything that you're trying to do? What are you trying to bring into the community as a whole with everything that you're trying to do? If you could pull it all together, what would that vision look like?
I want to create an umbrella for us to all stand under and not get wet by the rain. It's very simple. I want to build a bridge that can't be blown up. I want to create a tent that doesn't get blown down. I pretty much just want to provide our own community and just not have to worry about the drama or people picking at you. Being able to protect yourself, knowing what you need financially, mentally, emotionally is very important as a person and also as an artist. So I'm trying to build a structure of just more well put together human beings, if that makes any sense, like a community of well-built human beings. That's just what it is.
Definitely. What is one thing that people don't know about you?
One thing people don't know about me. Well, I used to compose music in my younger years, and I can sing. And besides, now people know I was in the military for 8 years. Production, pretty much, I did for how many years? I want to say I did production for about 8-9 years now, but pretty much I have a very big musical family from background. Like my grandfather, my great grandfather, like I have about 5 generations worth of like musical people in my family. Like everybody, my aunts, my mom, everybody is musically inclined in my family. Like that's something someone doesn't know ever. Musically inclined.
Hmm. So yeah. You already know what I'm going to ask you then, right?
No, I'm not sure.
I know you guys do give us, you know, a little musical interlude, you know.
Okay. nah, we're not gonna do that right
now.
Don't
say no type of way. Every person that comes on here says a thing. I said, oh, I gotta hear something. It's a little.
Not today.
Don't be shy.
Mm-hmm. We good right now. I came.
What are you talking about? You got 5 generations.
Yeah, no.
Don't make me sound so latte dough in 2.5 seconds.
I get you. Any other situation, that would be perfectly fine, but I'm a little under the weather, so we're going to save this for
today. I mean, you know, it's like a little hot tea, honey and lemon won't fix.
Look, I got y'all next time. We know where to find each other.
Look, Brittany is very persuasive. That's why I got quiet, because I was just like, I already know what she about to say. Let me just go ahead and let her have a little moment.
Because the thing is, I'm like, all right, y'all be like, yes, I can sing. And I'm like, well, come on now. Be a little jukebox for 2.5 seconds.
All right? Look, we working today. That's not our capacity.
Look at you,
but it's happening.
Look at me. You did that. You could have kept going.
That was my throat is itchy. That's what that was.
She gave us a quick little warm up. That's what that was. That was a warm up.
You know,
right. You know how that goes.
You know.
That was when the pianist is still warming up, and you got to go ahead and get it together.
Exactly.
That's what that was.
The
pianist is sucking their knuckles. I mean, that's what that was about.
You tried.
That I was going to get a little interlude, you know, for this guy.
Okay. question.
Go ahead.
You're
question. Go ahead. I'm not
going to
interrupt.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, go ahead. Since you, go ahead. Because, you know, we got an hour, so we got to split it up now. We ain't got 2 hours today.
Now, so my question to you is, what honestly, you know, have there been any kind of, you know, obstacles of, you know, just a case of what if someone is interested in, you know, doing a digital magazine, things of that nature? Is there certain things that give you an advantage to make it successfully? You know, because, you know, everybody has to start off from somewhere. So what are some tips you can give someone who, you know, may be interested but just don't know how to go about it?
I always advise everyone to make sure your business is legit on paper first, because if you don't secure your paper or your business legally, that you will always have a hiccup, because if you don't get an LLC or, you know, a sole proprietorship, I tell people all the time, you don't do your paperwork, you don't copyright your magazine, you don't trademark your logos, you're going to have a very big problem, because if you don't have rights to your things, people will always try to copy off of you. So you have to make sure that your paperwork is in order, that you own the names and rights to your stuff, and make sure that you have proof of documentation before you start any business. No matter digital or, you know, brick and building, brick and water building, any of that stuff, I tell people, make sure your paperwork is in order first, period. That's it. Everything else you can work on. You can work on networking. You can work on getting your name out there. You can work on, you know, having people find you, know what you do. You know, that's the easy part, the networking. The hard part is making sure that you're legit and you don't get caught up in legal nonsense while pursuing your dreams.
So you said networking is easy. Sometimes networking could be a struggle, especially if you can't, you know, get someone to see what your vision is. So how was your experience with trying to network to get people to see what your vision is to make it come true?
For me, I didn't see it as difficult, because I had also traveled the world in production in other capacities. And I just watched how people interacted, how people decided to network. Networking doesn't have to be so direct and, you know, strict where people are like, okay, I'm calling you for a meeting, this is for business. People network over lunch or dinner, or people have events that they end up at and they want to speak business with you. You just have to find a strategic way to discuss something with someone. They may not understand it. And they may not agree with it or whatever the case may be, but this is your vision, and you have passion enough, and you know what you're talking about, and you see where you're going, you can pretty much get where you need to go. And you have to believe in what you're doing, and you have to stand on it. So with that being said, I don't think it's hard at all. It's just if you're – the only thing I could see is if someone says they're antisocial or they're kind of like, you know, I'm standoffish. I don't really like to hang out with people. I don't like to be around, you know, big groups or whatever the case may be. In the age that we live in the digital world, that's not even a problem now, because you can be on Instagram and Facebook, and you can be on Tumblr, or you can be on any app right now and pretty much build your business, and no one even has to see your face. So you just have to find what works for you with the networking and the marketing. You can get a marketing team. You can get a PR team. You can get a street team. You just have to find what works for you. But it's not impossible. I think the only thing that's impossible is when you tell yourself it's impossible. That's the first and worst person that will stop you from your dreams, yourself. No one else can make excuses for you but yourself. That's it.
Okay. So mm-hmm. Is there anyone in particular in the future that you may like to collab with? At any point, is there certain magazines that you would love to see if you go work with or anything of that nature?
I at this time, I have a lot of people that I look forward to working with. I always tell people I admire and I love Lena Waithe. I would like that's like my dream person to work with for the future. I see other magazines and companies that are digital as well, and, you know, paths, but it's always like a not saying, you know, cross the paths is a bad idea, but of course networking comes with time and space. So it's just like I'm still watching people from our plateau. Like we're still watching and learning. So there aren't many companies that we are like, oh, yeah, we want to work with them right now. We want to work with them right now. We're still really working on our network and building the mentorship as well. So we're working on multi-level plateaus of things that we're building. So, I mean, I'm not against anyone if they come to us and say, hey, you know, I'm looking forward to working with you. You know, let's see what we can do. That's open collaboration. But we don't go out of our way, if it sounds weird or whatever, but we don't go out of our way to, like, look for anyone else. We're building. So it's kind of like a, we're focused on the groundwork, if that makes any sense.
So for those who, you know, may be listening and like what you're doing and they want to be a mentor of that sort, what are some of the criteria they would need to become one?
If they are interested in becoming a mentor, we definitely have our email and our Instagram where you can reach out to us. And we do have a one sheet of requirements that are needed in order to become a mentor within the program. But usually it's someone who is an expert in their field, someone with a personality of, you know, smarts, but also has, you know, life experience. And also someone who is, that's the word, because, you know, some of our people, we come with a lot of baggage. So it's like we don't want to be to the point where we're so harsh on them that it reminds them and triggers them back into what they came out of. So you have to be the type of person that is patient and smart and kind and understand that, you know, everybody doesn't come, you know, prepared, or everyone doesn't come prepackaged. You know, you have to mold these individuals into great people, and every person might require a different amount or a different way for it to be done. So that's just all they have to keep in mind. Other than that, you know, we're taking inquiries, we're around.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those people who may not know how to subscribe to the magazine or reach you all to be able to see things, how can they do that?
Well, we have our website. It's www.cul.our. It's our culture backwards. MAG as in magazine.com. When you go on the website, there are two portals where you can actually subscribe, and we send out our newsletter. We send out inquiries if you want to be featured. We also do, like, magazine cover inquiries. We do, like, you know, fun stuff and, like, who wants to be a guest editor for the day. We do fun stuff like that all the time. We have our website. We have the Facebook and Instagram. It's the same thing, CULOURMAG, Color Mag. And you can find us just about anywhere. If you type it into Google, all of our websites pop up as well. So we're very much around to find us.
Go ahead.
Now you already know I don't forget nothing. What I was going to ask, you know, having the patience and the due diligence to be a mentor, can you like give us like some specifics? You know, is it best if a person has, you know, a sociology degree, or if they're a social worker, a psychologist, you know what I mean? Is there specific things that will be a plus?
Of course, education is a very big thing, but I'm not going to sit here and tell them that they must have a master's degree to apply, because you might miss out on someone just worrying about their education. So I just tell people there are some people that have never been to college, but they have more street smarts and just wisdom in order to, you know, get through to people. So I don't really harp on secondary education, if that makes sense. But, I mean, it would help if they had psychology or if they had, you know, sociology or if they were even, say, a spiritual leader or someone who has background in some of the things that you think would make it easier to be a mentor and have the skills to be on site. Like, I don't have to worry about this because I'm a master in this, master classes and things. People bring different talents to the table. So I don't want to necessarily harp on professional achievements all the time, but I mean, it definitely would be a plus.
Okay, okay. I was only asking because, you know, I mean, yes, being a mentor is a great thing, but I also ask just because, you know, even, you know, with regular agencies, a lot of times, you know, they do, you know, do like screenings and things of that nature because not everybody that thinks they could be a good mentor, and not everybody's meant to be a mentor. You know what I mean? And so because, you know, like I was just like, because I was going to ask you a question, have you never had any type of like incidents where, you know, it was just like, you know what, maybe you're not good to, you know, it's not meant for you to be a mentor, you know, because, you know, everybody, especially when you're dealing with people that's going through things, everybody has triggers. And it's just like you have sessions to help your mentor be aware of certain things when it's dealing with people, especially in their mental state.
True. Yeah, I haven't really met anyone who I am developing the program with that hasn't worked with the system that we're building. I want to say that. Most of the mentors who have applied and even the mentees who have applied, they kind of cross skills in ways where they can kind of build and learn from each other. So if the mentee has this skill set and say the mentor doesn't have that skill set, so per se, they kind of learn off of each other. And I think sometimes that's the best way to learn. Like, we can all learn something. If I'm the mentor and you're the mentee, we can all learn something from each other. It's not just a one-way learning session, if that makes any sense.
Definitely. Okay. Did you have a mentor that you want to shout out to anybody or mentors?
I have a couple of mentors. My staff sergeant, Amy Hernandez Weeks, was a really good point in my life. She's still very good friends with me. We've been like 8-9 years now. I have my staff sergeant, Sharon McLaurin. I definitely have mentors in my everyday circle. My best friend is just like amazing and holds me down and just like keeps me on the straight and narrow. I definitely have some good people in my corner that keep me going, trust me, and support, and my boobie, of course. But, you know, we all have to have shields that are holding us up when we are, you know, feeling a little unsure or you just don't want to do it this day. We all have to have that protection. So I definitely have people along the way who are helping me as well.
That's good. You definitely got to have somebody keep you together. Sometimes we do lose sight of things or those days where we need that cheerleader to reassure us that what we're doing is worth it and what's going to happen in the outcome is going to be worth all this work that we're putting in. So
definitely.
Absolutely.
All right.
No. Oh, God, Brittany, what was you going to say a minute ago?
Oh, no. I was about to say you can go ahead with your question.
Oh. Just making sure. As long as you've been, like, doing different things for the community and stuff like that, do you have, like, a favorite project that sticks out?
I definitely had a great time when I did Slave Fest panel. We had a women's panel at Slave Fest 2018, July. We had it at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in Brooklyn. It was, like, right in the middle of downtown Brooklyn. It was, like, all of the people who were everyone, someone, but it was just like anyone you can imagine in the LGBT community who was like a mogul was in that building, and everybody was just so like, hey, you know, I admire you, I admire you. It was just a love fest, and then it was just like black bigging each other up and just building the community. It was just so beautiful. It was such a great event. They're having it next year as well too, and I'll probably go back again this year. It was just a really good, it was a well put together event, and it was just really like a love fest. I was just really excited at how well curated that event was.
That's what's up. I just love to see not just black queer people, but also just queer people of color in general, just be able to show our talents and show everything that we can bring to like the world. Because a lot of times I feel like sometimes we don't support each other. So just to see a lot of people come together and support each other, network, be able to provide panels and discussions and support for other people who may be thinking, this is a great idea, but I don't know if I actually want to do something with it.
Right.
And be able to have right. those points of contact and be able to uplift each other. So that's great. I love to hear about things like that. Definitely. Do you think that she'll ever dabble like in music or visual works again?
I'm very sure I will. It's in my blood, and I am also definitely. It's probably part of the mentoring space that we will create, because if we have music artists and they're in the talent field, we're going to have to get studios, and we're going to have the writers and the engineers. And so eventually I'll be back into that realm anyway by mentorship. So it's not too far in front of me.
That's good. Like, I think that you should never let your talent go to the wayside. So that's why I asked that question, because some people start other things and then they forget about where they started. As far as like people who in the community who are out right now, who are some people that you definitely feel like are under, like that are flying under the radar or aren't getting as much attention and exposure as they should be getting?
That's a very good question, and there's so many. I could be here all day doing this. It's so crazy. I definitely want to shout out I Heart Erica. She's like this really mastermind sex educator, queer, non-gender binary. Awesome, amazing individual. I had the opportunity of speaking on the panel with her last year. And we have Eddie Jarrell Jones from Slay TV. You have Slay TV, the company. You have so many companies out here that are just killing the game and are making a difference in the world. You have politicians like James Fulton Keith that are in Harlem and just getting our black people together, queer, not queer, just black, the black dollar, people that are just making the world shake right now. And because they don't have a certain amount of million followers, people are not seeing them, but they're really making change in the world, like, right now.
Definitely. I feel like we should definitely show support to anybody who has the courage to go out and speak for us and be advocates for us, because our community is so diverse. Our community is very, very diverse, and a lot of times I think people only get the web series versions of queer people of color. So to know that there are politicians and visionaries and people who are actually out here and showing who we are, and that we're all so many different walks of life and so many different physical attributes is amazing. So I just love to hear some of the names of people who, like you said, don't really get as much exposure or don't really have as many followers as, say, some of the other artists and stuff that may be more out there. So we have to give those people life, definitely, because they're still supporting who we are in some capacity, and they're still representing us. So everybody has to get their shine at some point.
Absolutely.
What do you think is the biggest area of opportunity for those people and just some people who may not have the backing?
I tell people all the time, the day and age that we work in, make social media work for you, because unfortunately, the average millennial or even 20-year-old spends about 5-6 hours online all day. So I tell people, push your brand, be consistent, give a message that you won't be ashamed of, and always try to affect change, and you will never go wrong. Like, constantly, constantly, constantly stick to your guns. Like, whatever you believe in, if you want other people to find it out, continue to be persistent and follow out with your projects. Don't get discouraged. Don't stop what you're doing. Oh, you know, I don't have 13 million followers like this person I'm getting overshadowed. I tell people there's more than enough space for everyone to be successful. Never, ever stop for anyone or anything.
Definitely. And what do you think has been your biggest struggle, if you think about where you are now and where you started from? What has been your biggest obstacle to overcome?
If I had to choose, it was for people to grasp the concept of where I was going. And it also was the idea of trying to explain what I was trying to do, where I was going, without being questioned multiple times. Like, oh, well, there's already a gay magazine out, or, oh, there's already a black gay magazine out, there was already a digital magazine out, or people always try to discourage you first. So you have to find really a team of people that believe in you, and you have to stick with that team and just shut out the negativity. Because people will try to count you out before you even get out of the gate. And if you let them, you'll get discouraged, and you will leave it by the wayside, and you will look back at yourself 10 years from now and be like, I should have just followed through with my dreams instead of listening to people. Because people will always be negative, especially if they're not doing anything with their lives. So the hardest thing, if I had to choose, was to keep going and find the right team and just surround myself with the right people that saw my vision and was going to help me carry it out as well.
See, there you go, people. Because everybody, some people forget that there is a struggle, and they expect to just go right into success. So I try to ask people that question when we interview people on the show, so people can see the different struggles that you have to go through. Everything is not just going to go from nothing to success. And I think a lot of people have that misconception, and then they get discouraged and give up on themselves. But you have to go through the struggle.
Absolutely. I totally believe that. You have to have a great team of people that believe in you, too. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you have to. Everybody thinks you need to go viral. I'm like, listen, there's some people who get it because they got pure dumb luck. And that's exactly what it is. Dumb luck, okay? But it's, you know, it definitely is a struggle. You know what I mean? And it definitely is. You know, people say, well, you know, just like you said, well, there's already stuff out here. But at the end of the day, everybody's brings something different. Everybody's vision isn't the same. Everybody's outcome is not the same. You know, it's about what are you bringing. And the best thing I can tell someone is stop comparing yourself. That is the most evilest thing you can do, is compare yourself to other people. Because you are always going to be miserable because you're comparing your success to someone else's. Their walk to their success is not going to be yours, even though you can have similarities. That doesn't mean that's going to be your walk at the end of the day. I think people also do that as well, and they discourage themselves because they're just like, well, this person's doing something that's not that different from mine. How come they're getting more attention than me? Listen. Everybody doesn't walk the same. So I really feel like that's a big thing. Stop comparing yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody doesn't have it either. Like, some people just have that that it factor, that thing. And it's not born with everybody.
Uh-uh.
If that's the case, we wouldn't have A&Rs and artist developers and stuff like that. But I feel like sometimes you have to be open-minded as well. You have to be receptive to criticism, because once you're putting your art out there to the world, you're putting it out there for people to criticize it, pretty much. As long as you love what you're doing and you're doing it for the right reasons in regards to, like, bringing it from the heart and all of that, you're going to be criticized. Take it with a grain of salt. Take it, you know, or take it seriously to the point where you take those criticisms and make it better, whatever the case may be, but still be you. Don't lose sight of you in the same time.
Absolutely.
Mhm. Definitely. So we got 14 minutes left in the show. If you want to just go ahead and throw all those handles out again, with how everyone can subscribe to the publication, and also how they can find you and the different things that you have going on, definitely go ahead and do so that when people listen back to the show as well, for those who aren't listening live right now, they can still find you and everything.
Absolutely. Our website is www.culourag.com, colormag.com. Our Instagram is colormag, culourmag. Our Facebook is the same. And our email is colormag@gmail.com. Everything is spelled the exact same way. So it's colormag. You can Google us online, and everything will pop up as well if you just want to be easy peasy. If you go to Google, we're the only one spelled C-U-L-O-U-R. So it's colormag. It pops up as the only one. And that's how you can find us. That's how I think you find us.
Okay.
Definitely. Great. As far as, like, some of the things that are coming up, how do you find time to work and still have your personal life? How do you separate the two?
This is very important. If you are in business for yourself, and you are around people who are in business for themselves as well, or you even have friends who watch you evolve, they kind of understand the work-play balance, and you kind of have to do it for yourself, because you can get lost in trying to work on something so hard that you lose track of time, but you just have to prioritize what's important to you. Sometimes it's all work. Sometimes my friends don't see me for weeks at a time. Sometimes they don't hear from me. But, you know, I always make time to spend time with those that I care about or I haven't seen in a while. So it's just you have to prioritize things in your life in a way where you can balance them out, even if you have to do a time management. My thing is my Google Calendar. My Google Calendar saves my life, because if it wasn't for that, I would be all over the place. But it keeps me on track. I put all of my things for business and personal on my calendar, each one. And they constantly remind me, hey, you got this, hey, you got that. Hey, do you want to do this? This is not mandatory. I even list them in priority. So it's just time management. And once you realize how the work-play balance works, then you kind of just, you make it happen. You're not going to be 100% all the time, but you can at least attempt. You have to plan. You have to plan. I tell people, you don't fail. You don't plan to fail. You fail to plan. It's all it is. Simple as that.
Okay. So which article do you honestly think, you know, started to put you on the map? You know, where do you think you start seeing a turning point?
When did I see a turning point? I think it was when certain people online were tagging me and they were adding me at other people's, like, publications or their events or festivals, or people were like, if you need media, see Color Magazine, or this artist needs to be featured. Like, when you get the ads, and then when you get the people, like, hitting your inbox, or they're messaging you, or they're interested, or they want to work with you, that's when you notice, like, your work hasn't gone to vain. You're like, oh, wow, you guys really are paying attention. You do see all the Instagrams. You do see the Facebook. You do see the subscription letters. Like, you know, I take a lot of work. Our team does a lot to make intricate steps to infiltrate this community and try to tell them, like, hey, we have our own thing going on. You don't have to worry about trying to be in these publications. You have your own thing. Know that you have a home. No matter what, you are here. Like, you know, and then when people started adding and like, hey, you should PC this person, or, you know, you should feature this person, that's when I knew that we were breaking ground on what we had been working on for this long time.
Okay. Okay.
That's what's up. I feel like once you see that, that just ignites a whole nother work ethic into you. It's like you just, like, that excitement just makes you want to go harder.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why I know I'm doing the right thing when people are trying to reach out and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, when people are reaching out and they're like, hey, you know, does Color Magazine need this? Or, you know, do you want to collaborate? Or, hey, we're having this event, let's invite you. Or, you know, let's give you media to this. Like, when people start inviting you to their stuff, that you, wow, like, you're looking like, wow, I'm really being seen now. That's great. Thank you guys for paying attention. It's really, my work is not in vain.
Definitely, we know all about that. We know all about that.
Okay.
Definitely. I think that once we got to the point of realizing that people were listening to us internationally and seeing our listens and stuff go up and then our followers and stuff going up on social media, like, that just ignited a whole nother work ethic and a whole nother form of excitement than when we first started doing the show. So... definitely can relate there.
Okay. Oh, that's a lie. People are listening to my KBS. Oh, okay. I am definitely outspoken. I was like, well, I guess it is a day. It is what it is.
Definitely. So we can attest to the online presence and all of that. It definitely works. I mean, you just have to, you have to believe in what you're building. You have to believe in that brand. And you have to believe in what you're doing. If you don't believe in it, then nobody else will. So, definitely.
That's absolutely. I tell people, if they wanna do anything in this world, you have to just make a plan and take a step. Make a plan, take a step. Make a plan, take a step. I tell people, you can write everything in the world down on that notepad, but if you don't start taking the necessary steps and just start, you know, putting it out into the world and continue to remind yourself of what you're doing, you'll just stand still in the same spot. So that's just very important. You have to execute as well as write things down.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there anything else you want to say to everyone listening? We have a few people on the line, so if anybody has any questions before we end the show, and you're listening live, definitely press 1. Or if you're listening from blogtalkradio.com, give us a call at 949-209-2965 and press 1 so we know that you want to speak. Other than that, Ernie, do you have anything else you want to leave for the listeners and for the people that are listening back to the show?
I just want to let everyone know that you can do whatever you want. You just have to follow through and believe in yourself and get a good team. And anything that you want is within your grasp. Never let anyone discourage you or take you away from what you dream of. Don't let people discourage you. That's just my biggest thing, period.
I agree.
All right.
Well, we're going to go ahead and end the show. If you want to throw your handles out one more time so everybody can find you, and then we're going to end the show with some Young M.A. And me and Brittany going to get back to watching the Grammys. And I'm just saying, that's a last commercial that I need to go and watch again because I didn't know. For
it's
real.
Okay. I was recording, so it's all good. It's recording, you know. So I know I didn't miss a beat because I'm going to go back and be like, ooh, yes, child, do the move, okay?
All right, so you're going to do my handles one more time. Instagram, Color Mag, CULOURMAG. Facebook is the same, CULOURMAG. The website is www.CULOURMAG.com, colormag.com. You can also Google us, type in the name, and it's the first one there. We're the only one spelled with our culture backwards. You cannot miss us. And that's all I got. We're here. Our email is the same thing, colormag@gmail.com as well. So we take DMs and messages. I check the inbox at least once a day. So don't be scared. I'm here.
Definitely. And the same thing if you need a mentor or if you're trying to be a mentor, definitely feel free to hit them up so we can go ahead and get some people on the right track and start sharing our knowledge as well. We should not keep it to ourselves. Definitely. Yeah. Renee, do you want to throw our handles while I go ahead and get the music queued up?
All right. Yes. You know, you can follow us at Hate It or Love It Show on Instagram, Facebook. You can also hit us up on our email at hateitorloveitshow@gmail. You already know how we feel about our personal page. You know what I mean. You need to let me know that you are a supporter or you will just be sitting there because no. But you can also hit us on our handles on Hate It or Love It Show. You'll find me in Sincere's Personal Ones. And you know what we do, baby. Just show us some love like y'all been doing. Let us know what you want us to be doing next. We are all ears. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Definitely. You're welcome back to the show anytime. If you have anything going on, any announcements you want to make, anything that y'all are doing that you want to come on the show, like any contests, anything, definitely let us know. We would love to have you back. And we'll go ahead and get that process.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. If you guys need anything of me, you know, you feel free if you want to throw an ad in the magazine or if you want to do something, let us know. We are open to that. So we're here.
Oh,
definitely. All right. So we're going to go ahead and go out with some Young MA. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And y'all have a great Valentine's Day, a great week. And we will see y'all back in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Oh man, what's wrong with these niggas, man? It's red light. They thought they was gonna count me out, man. Like I ain't a part of this shit. Like I ain't go hard for this shit. Like I ain't the god of this shit. Yeah, I said it. Amen. I know these niggas hating, but I inspire these niggas on the low, man. I believe that shit. I inspire you, niggas. Surprise, motherfuckers. Open your eyes, motherfuckers. Amen, where you been? It's about time, motherfucker. I just been on my grind like a motherfucker. I apologize. Now I'm back on these beats doing homicide. I was chasing money trying to make my commas rise. And I had to put that joy back in my mama's eyes. Devil tried to bring me down, but I don't run, I rise. I bet if they was in my shoes, they probably running high. They don't really want the truth, they rather run with lies. You damn right I'm touching money and I'm touching lives. I got the crown too. I'm a queen, I'm who they bow to. If they wanna bring the beef, I'll bring a cow too. It's Brooklyn, I run the town too. They hold me down, I hold them down too. A new year, so it's round two. I can't believe they tried to say I had a ghostwriter. That's like saying you drove a whip without no tires. That's like saying you had it lit without no fire. Moral of the story is they all liars. Funny guys, bummy guys. I know Flex gon' spend this about 20 times. I'm up now with my watch on sunny side. Now all I see is cabbage like a bunny's eyes. I'm in that Audi real low like a druggie's eyes. I'm still dwelling on the fact that I'm countrywide. Shout out to my VA niggas, to my country guys. 9 years I was raised on the countryside. Now I'm 25 getting checks, doing more, saying less. Working more, playing less, giving more, taking less. I just wish niggas was focused more, hating less. On the grind, waiting less, being real, faking less. You don't sound believable, they won't believe in you. That's why I really speak about what I really do. Yeah, I'm hot, but I keep it cool, humble shit. And I keep gorillas with me on some jungle shit. I carry Brooklyn on my shoulders on some duffel shit. This New York, we It may come in for they heads on some front you shit. I'm back focused, money ain't folding. Yeah, I took a break, but I ain't broken. They say I'm changing, I say I'm growing. And I say they all full of shit, like a colon. They talk about me like they past perfect, like they present pretty, like they future flawless. Like this world ain't got drug addicts and alcoholics, rapists, robbers, dealers, murder, extortion. Like me being gay is so fucking important. We all sinning, nigga, I don't give a fuck what you call it. Only man that can judge me is the man above. Too much hate, y'all need to open up a can of love. Why you mad, man? Somebody get that man a hug. Saying I'm a thief, somebody must have handed him drugs. They thought food was the only thing I had for him. They thought I ain't have something in the stash for him. I see a crown, damn right, I'ma grab for it. Where I'm from, we just take it, we don't ask for it. On my way to success, I got a map for it. And for my dreams, yup, I'm still running laps for it. You can see it in my eyes, it's still hunger there. I'm still looking to the sky, cause my brother there. We're from stashing OZs in my underwear to 2016 being my fucking year. Now I'm back here another year, and I see more haters, but you look in their account and there's nothing there. Don't get mad, get money, get on your grizzly. I don't respond to you niggas because I'm busy. My eyes low cause I'm tipsy, sipping that Dom Pizzy. Had to chill on that Henny for my liver and kidneys. Hands still frizzy, loud still pissy. How much you get for a show? Between 40 and 60. Independent at my own label, at my own table. And I'm so grateful. It's red light. What don't break you, make you. So to the motherfuckers